Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in time for KER Politics. Going to open up the show with a great example, in my opinion, and Jimmy's opinion. We've been rehearsing this thing for about a half an hour. The Kyle Rittenhouse situation exactly describes what's going on in America today that is going to be, in my opinion, underlying opinion, the downfall of America if it doesn't change. Now, a gentleman by the name of Jacob Blake was involved in proven molestation, if I'm not mistaken, Jimmy, proven molestation, and he pulled a knife on some police officers who then shot and killed him. The protest was involving the fact that the police officers, in defending themselves against a deadly weapon held by Jacob Blake, the protest involved the policeman said, enough of this, we're gonna get rid of this guy, and they did. Now, the protest that involved Kyle Rittenhouse included two other people, Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber. Both Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber were killed. We're going to talk a little bit about these two individuals. Another individual by the name of Gage Grosskreutz was also shot by Rittenhouse, but he did not perish when he was shot. Now, the fact of the matter is there is no way, as Jimmy is going to describe this story, the Kyle Rittenhouse is guilty of anything involving murder. He was protecting himself along with other people. Jimmy, tell the story, would you?
Well, I do want to clarify that Jacob Blake was, he was actually being arrested or being, the police were after him after a call of domestic abuse.
Correct.
And he had threatened a woman, yeah. So, not molestation directly, but domestic abuse. And he fought with the law enforcement officers. He went to the front of his car after trying to escape the officers who had him on the other side of his vehicle, and then grabbed a knife. There were no charges against the police in the long term, but in the short term, right after that, that was his, with the George Floyd protest, the Black Lives Matter, things erupted in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And of course, there was a narrative that the media portrayed of this, you know, unfair attacks on the Black community. And what happened, the violence lasted for 3 days in Kenosha, very violent, until President Trump actually and the Wisconsin governor put in the National Guard. On one of the nights in those protests, Kyle Rittenhouse, I believe it was the second night, Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old, had came down from his home into Wisconsin and was volunteering to protect property and help people and help clean up the city. So he started off, he was cleaning graffiti off during the day. He had bought a medical kit. He had some training, EMT training, with a local fire department in his hometown. And he had a weapon that a friend of his had bought for him.
Let's talk about
an AR-15 style weapon.
For a second. It's critical that we talk about the weapon. This was not a hidden weapon that needed some type of carry permit. This was not a concealed weapon. This was a rifle, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It was a rifle, and law enforcement had passed by Kyle Rittenhouse and some of his friends that were actually helping and thanked them for standing up to try to help protect people from some of the violence. Well, it got ugly when a group attempted to intimidate and threaten them. He actually calmed them down, according to court records and testimony by witnesses. He calmed down the group. They left, but a few of these members of the violent protesters came back and basically went after him. One guy shot at him, and I believe that was Rosenbaum initially. And then he shot back. As he was running back to the law enforcement to say that he shot someone, he was yelling and screaming. Some of the other group were chasing him down. One guy hit him with a skateboard, knocked him down, and another guy tried to grab his rifle. He shot the guy with a skateboard, and then he actually, Paul Grosskreutz, he reached up for the rifle and it shot, and he shot him in the arm. Now, what we found out in the trial that many people did not realize, because the media had presented this in a completely fabricated way, that this was anti-black, this community. Many people on the progressive left and that watched MSNBC, NBC, and other progressive media outlets did not realize that the victims, or that the people that were shot, the actually aggressors and the attackers, were actually white men. People, some of these progressive journalists just woke up to the fact that all three of the people that were involved in this incident were with Kyle Rittenhouse were actually white. The other thing that people didn't realize, even though there was video evidence from long ago that was actually broadcast on the news, that he was tripped and attacked and he was running for law enforcement, that he did not intend to kill anybody. He was defending himself. But the media had propagated this complete fabrication of him with an assault rifle attempting to take control of the neighborhood. And what you find out is actually the people that are involved in this incident that were shot while attacking him. And we'll, of course, see the outcome of this trial here very soon. Rosenbaum was a convicted pedophile. The guy that was involved in this was a convicted pedophile and had a very long rap sheet, as well as John Huber had multiple offenses for repeat offense, domestic abuse, drug paraphernalia, use of a dangerous weapon, domestic abuse, and convictions, multiple domestic abuse charges. So, and then this Paul Grotzenkreutz had an expired weapons permit because he had a conviction of a misdemeanor, drunk, intoxicated while having a weapon. All of them were involved in this protest and were actively attacking both, you know, innocent individuals, but chased this guy down to try to prove some sort of a point. And I know there's a lot of embarrassment in people's faces right now in the media, and they're trying to spin it in another way, which is really undermining credibility of the media, but also using mob influence to influence justice system in America.
Boy, I got to tell you, I watched part of the trial. I watched actually more than just part of the trial. I watched a very large portion of the trial, and I have to say that it would appear to me that the prosecutor doesn't even want to be involved in this thing. Having said that, I have to say that Rittenhouse, in my opinion, did nothing wrong. I'm getting sick and tired of convicted criminals. I'm not going to use the word felon. I'm not going to use anything strong like that. I'm just going to say convicted criminals, white and black, are the guys who are behind this terrible violence. And this terrible violence, Jimmy, simply has to stop. If it does not stop, I would have to say that America is pretty well down the tube. And that's only my opinion. That is not necessarily a fact. Isn't it interesting how I have to really couch these words? Because if I don't, if I state that I'm only talking about giving an opinion, which should be obvious, our program probably would get shut down, as so many other programs are being shut down. I simply don't understand why and how strong the movement has gotten to be against people like Kyle Rittenhouse, who really have no intention whatsoever of ever killing anybody. We're going to be right back and continue this discussion here very shortly. Stick around.